All right, welcome back. Let's get right to it. We're going to talk to the man, one of the great people of our time, truly. And he really ought to be mayor, but he's got more important things to do of Kingston, New York. Gerald Celente, just back from dinner with three beautiful women and four? Was I wrong? Four? I'm sorry. I get it wrong.
You know, and they had this guy, one of the covers of the Trends Journal, we had that Prince Philip. You know, yeah. By the way, you know, people who say, you know, Celente, you should watch your language. No, a curse word to me is calling somebody the royal family. What royal? That's curse. Yeah. What are you, better than me? Yeah, that to me is profanity. Like words like, you know, dignitary. That's another curse word to me. That's real profanity. Oh, he's a dignitary, you know. Oh, yeah, your crap doesn't stink, you know. Uh-huh. Anyway, the cover of the Trends Journal a few weeks ago, let me see when this was, April 20th. The prince is dead. Long live the prince. And a great piece. You go to the great Anthony Frieda artwork. And here, this is the quote from the prince. Quote, I would like to return as a deadly virus to contribute something to solving overpopulation.
Yes.
That was his quote. I mean, anybody could Google it up. It's the for real thing. So anyway, this cat wants to come back as a virus, right? He said, well, I just came back from dinner with, you know, if I come back, man, whew, do I want to have the time of my life? You know, if I'm reincarnated, boy, I got it for, you know, I'll tell you what I want to come back as. This sick guy wants to come back as a virus. I'm mentioning that because this is a symbol of the people that are in charge of running and ruining our lives.
Right. Yeah.
The prince.
Yep.
Yeah, here, prince. Here, boy. Come here, boy. Come here, prince. Hey, nice boy.
he may be back as a virus already, Gerald. We don't
know. Yeah, I
know. He could be lurking right around the corner in Kingston, waiting to get even.
Or they're jumping out of the trees. People are still wearing masks here. Everybody's masked up.
Well, if apparently now the only people outdoors with masks will be those who are unvaxxed. Because
the CDC
told us if you're fully vaxxed, you don't have to wear a mask outside anymore.
Look, I just did a number on her, that Rochelle, what's her last name? The CDC head.
I can't remember.
Rochelle Dimwit. Dimwit. That's it, Rochelle Dimwit. And if you go to Gerald Celente and you go to YouTube, I just did a thing on her. Yesterday she was on CNBC saying that, we don't know when people won't have to wear masks. We're not sure. The science is evolving. And one day later, now you don't have to do it. What evolving? This is just you. What?
Joke. What a joke. Go on.
I know. Yeah. A fraud. And you know, don't say, I go after that what's her name, Lola. Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola. The guy, the woman that's now our head of health secretary.
Oh, the assistant secretary of health from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Rachel Levine. Used to be Richard, became Rachel. This guy got more chins than Chinatown, and she's telling me about health.
He looks like he's ready for Halloween any night. Seriously,
you see all the out of shape this thing is?
Oh, God.
And telling me about health? The first book I worked on was Natural Healing. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in complementary and integrative medicine. And I got these little clowns telling me what to do. And when you look at that Rachel, whatever her name is, as we say in Italian, faccia brutta, madonna me. Camera off.
that's a piece of work, that thing. And then we got Brucey out in California. At least Brucey is reasonable to look at. But Brucey still has the same voice. Bruce Jenner's voice never changed. The hormones didn't work. Now, here's what I'm also told. The guy is allegedly saying that he enjoys sex with women first and foremost and always has, and that's what his favorite is. So what does that make him? He's not really a tranny. He's just a cross-dresser with a man's voice. He likes women.
Governor, it's a freak
Governor,
show.
Yes, Governor Jenner, right? Brucey Jenner.
Yeah, and then you look at the, I love this, the public health director. That to me is profanity. Save your BS. Don't give me your health director crap. You look at the one over there in California, in L.A. County, Barbara Ferrer. You want to see a skeleton, man. You look at the, you got that guy up in Canada, that guy Strang. You know what I'm on to me? This guy got more head on him, you know, and fat hanging off his head, you know, than Godzilla. And he's telling me about health.
L.A. City Health Director. I don't know this woman. L.A. City.
Barbara Ferrer. Look up the image.
How do you spell it?
F-E-R.
Yeah.
It's F-E-R-R-E-R.
I got it right. Okay. Here we go. Images. Mamma mia. What street corner do they scrape her up off of? God, these people.
And these are the
what
people giving us
people?
Orders. Now, look up Robert Strang, Strang. He's the guy running the show up in Nova Scotia.
Okay. I'm still concerned about Barbara Ferrer. I hope she's not loose on the streets. Well, she looks like one of those zombies that's coming.
Yep.
All right, let's see. Robert Strang. Well, there's another one. There's another one. Yeah, if he fell down, he'd roll away.
Exactly. The health minister. You know, go screw yourself. Don't give me your health minister crap. Now, again, you look at the Trends Journal, which you get, and we'll do Nova Scotia. Let me put it in here. Nova Scotia, where are you? Where are you?
You know, I don't know how the human body, and I guess it's changing because the lifespan now is shrinking rapidly, and we'll... really shrink in the next year or two. But how do people's bodies absorb that much punishment like this guy? Look at this guy, Strang.
I know. And now this is the guy that closed, they closed down Nova Scotia, basically.
Yeah.
They closed it down. So now just to, here's his quote. This is in the magazine. This is in the Trends Journal this week. Announcing the latest round of lockdown laws, the province chief medical officer, Dr. Robert Strang, told Halifax today, quote, remember, the last part of any marathon is the hardest. I, too, am exhausted and extremely worried. My teams are exhausted. The healthcare system exhausted. But none of us are giving up. And you cannot give up either. I need your help. We need your help. We are all in this together. He said the province can turn its trajectory around if the citizens decide to be selfless, not selfish. The Trends Journal has been reporting extensively on the crackdown in Nova Scotia. On 27 April, we published the article, Halifax, Nova Scotia, 22 fined, $22,000, which reported that 22 substantial fines given out for people deemed in violation of the province's guidelines on gathering limitations. We're using these restrictions as a circuit breaker to prevent our case costs from increasing. We are taking quick action to limit the opportunity for the virus to spread any further to local communities, said Premier Ian Rankin. All right, this guy, you look up this little boy, a little nothing. All right, now, here we go. Never mentioned in the mainstream media, and there's a lot more before we get to this, but this is our trend post. Never mentioned in the mainstream media is the pure lunacy of the lockdown orders. In a province of nearly 1 million people, you ready for this? Just 70 have died from the virus, or 0.007% of the population.
Lock them down.
Over 16 months, that is 0.004506% of the population who died on average per month from the virus.
One of the great tragedies of our times. Terror.
Additionally,
terror.
You ready?
I'm
some 87% of those who died from the virus, according to the Canadian government, were over 70 years of age, and 67% of those were over 80 years old.
Gosh, my knees are knocking. I sent you a picture of this guy, Strang, with his gun.
Yeah, I know,
out.
I know.
He's got a big sign. It says, "Stay the Blazes Home." And then he's got his finger pointing at the sign. He's got this massive gut. He's 150 pounds overweight, easy.
I know, a fat slob.
Slob.
And telling us what to do. And again, look at the numbers. And they've destroyed. They destroyed hundreds of millions. A hundred million people. I'm not making this number up. This is a fact. 100 million people have been driven into extreme poverty as a result of the lockdowns.
I'm sure. It's all been
$10 trillion. $10 trillion has been lost, but the billionaires got $8 trillion richer.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, I just pulled up. I shouldn't have. I just pulled up Fox News, the homepage. There's a picture of the camel walking with the corpse down the White House steps. And the camel, you can see all 64 of her teeth, and there's a big piece of hair in her mouth. A wonderful picture. Pull up the homepage of Fox. And you know she's just cackling, and brain-dead Biden, he probably thinks it's cute. This is something else. I say, yeah. She's got her arm, looks like she has her arm around him. They're not wearing masks. They're spreading the virus.
Oh, no, the CDC
report
said
them.
Today you don't have to wear masks. Yesterday they said you had to wear them.
Saline. Yeah, they got their saline.
No, it's not the whole thing. It's a freak show. Again, you know, I'm having a rally on May 29th, as you know.
Yeah.
Go to OccupyPeace.com. David Knight's going to be here. He was a great guy. And I have other speakers and the Smokey Hormel Band, top jazz cats of New Orleans are going to be up here playing. Music, entertainment, fun, and it's to unite for freedom, peace, and justice.
Good.
And you go to OccupyPeace.com, and we need all the help. You know, we can't win this on our own. We have to unite. And there are more of us than people realize. I estimate between 35 to 40% of the people are against what's going on. And the other 60% don't count.
Easy.
Yep.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, here's this guy. Who's this guy, Bill? Is it Mayer? Mar? Why does he pronounce his name? M-A-H-E-R. He's supposed to be a comedian, talk show guy.
I can't stand that. He's an arrogant guy.
Well, of course he is. He's fully vaxxed, and he tested positive for the virus. They don't say what test they use on him, because the test is worthless. So it's
they
all,
call
it's
him a PCR test. They should be calling him a BS test.
It's true. So anyway, look, the virus is absolutely meaningless. We all know this. It's the vax that's the problem. And it's the spike protein in the vax that apparently is the big problem. Although there could be anything in this. We don't know what's in these vaccines. We don't know. And that guy that stole one, or I guess he stole two. He got one at least in Minnesota. A brave guy went in for his free vaccine, picked up the bottle and left. This is my free vaccine. So he left. They arrested him, released him the next day, said the last I heard he was still trying to find a laboratory that could go into the bottles and examine and evaluate what was in there. But that's not going to be easy to do. Any lab that gets caught doing that and going public with it is in trouble. Let's put it that way. They do not want this out there. And I'm convinced, and there are others too, that this is being put out. Let's just take the Pfizer vax. They're putting out different batch lots with different items in them to different areas. And they're tracking and they're watching. They're experimenting all the time. Some of them are saline. I really believe that. Some of them have the mRNA. Some of them have a spike protein. Some of them have other mRNAs in there. Some of them have something in there, Gerald, that now causes magnets to stick to the vaccine site on their arms. Have you seen those videos?
No.
I look at the top of my homepage. Go look during the break coming up in a few minutes. Go look. Just run the video. It's about 2 minutes. You'll see four people, at least four, who have gotten a shot, and one woman, it's 2 weeks after she got the shot, and a magnet just goes click, sticks right to the vaccination site. These are not frauds. They're real people, and there's something else they're putting in these vaccines. Maybe, we got an expert on, Erica Kahn. She said maybe it's a form of magnetite, which will migrate to the brain, making the brain an easier target for EMF invasion and control. They're putting metal, magnetic metal in the brain. It's what pigeons have in their brains to be able to home. They follow the magnetic path. Anyway, that's one other thing. But go look at these videos. You'll be amazed. And we don't know how many people are being tested or playing
with magnets.
Oh, no.
Look, you know, these are drug dealers. They're drug dealers.
Well, of course they are. Perfect.
That's all. End of story.
Deadly drug dealers.
All drug dealers are deadly.
No.
That's the business. You're a drug dealer. And that's all they are. They're drug dealers. I lost my niece, may she rest in peace, opiates. And that's fine. You could do all that. You know, look how they're killing us in 100 different ways. My God. So,
I'm being told is correct, and what we've talked about on this program many times with other people, scientists, doctors, and so forth, in the next 3 to 6 months, we're going to begin to see a number of very serious illnesses in lots of people. Talking cancer, kidney failure, heart disease, heart attacks, because the spike protein goes in and causes inflammation and damage to the inside of the arteries and the veins. Okay? That's part of your clot causing right there. But there's worse things happening. Heart attacks, massive circulatory problems, brain clots, it's all there.
And they're underreporting. That they came out with that. They're under report. VAERS, they're under reporting what's going on.
VAERS only gets 1%. They admit it.
Get
1% of the reports of the actual injuries done by these injections.
Yep.
1%. So if they admit to 4,000 dead, Gerald, that's 400,000.
Drug dealers. End of story.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know.
So on an up note.
Up.
And it's in the Trends Journal, actually. They're going to start loosening up big time now because they know how bad this thing is hitting. I just came back, right? And it was over in Rhinebeck, which is across the river. You could count the amount of cars in a half-hour drive on the road. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could not get a parking space where I am up here in Kingston. Everybody was complaining. We have to build parking garages. You could park any way you want. Now the streets are dead. They're dead. They're dead. They're
even
dead.
In Kingston.
Dead.
Hmm.
Dead.
Well,
the whole area.
I don't. Yeah.
At 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Dead. Dead. When I was a young guy, you know, back in my 20s and early 30s, we used to go out at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's when we used to go out on a Saturday night, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm telling you, we one of the top trends for 2021 was, we called it Boca Midnight. In Boca Raton, you know, it's all old people. And they go to these, you know, these what do they call those dinners? You know, they had the early bird specials. And they're in bed by 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is the new midnight, so we call it Boca Midnight. 10 o'clock, everybody's gone now. Empty.
Have you been in the city lately?
Yeah, the city's coming back somewhat, and tourism's coming back. You know, maybe the hotels are doing about 50%, but the business, the office businesses are empty. They got a 16% office capacity right now, so people still aren't commuting. But life is coming back somewhat, but the commercial real estate sector is screwed. It's not coming back because, you know, we write about this stuff in detail. Google announced that 20% of its workers could work from anywhere they want. They could move away from the area. Another 20% could work from home. So that's 60% now is going to be going to the office, right? Out of that 60%, they could stay home or work wherever they want to 2 times a week. So now, let's break down now the average, what we see. We're going to see approximately a 25% drop-off in commuting. A 25% drop-off in commuting is going to hit a lot of businesses very hard because that's what they depended on, was commuters in the big cities. Sure. Number two, the commercial real estate sectors were overbuilt before this happened back in 2019. In New York City, you go down to the West Village, you go up to Fifth Avenue, East Side, West Side, all around the town. 2019, for rent. That was before this happened.
Sounds like a melody. It's going to get worse. Meanwhile, over in the Middle East, Israel has invaded or is invading now the Gaza Strip after those terrorists. You need a scorecard. Constant rocket fire deep into Israel's commercial center continues. Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah, bombs away, little rockets compared to the $4 billion we, the American people, give Israel to go bomb the Palestinians. Is that what you're talking about?
That's the one. That's the one. God help us. All right. You go look at that video at the top of the homepage. We'll be back.
I will.
Hold on. All right. Back in a minute. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Gerald Celente. All right, you looked at it. It's not a fake, and there are over 10, 12 videos now all together showing the same thing. Not everyone who gets the so-called Pfizer injection, it is an injection, is showing that ability to have a magnet stick to them, but many are. So it suggests that there are different lots, different batches, different mixtures being put out and tracked and watched to see how they are impacting the people. That's what it suggests. What do you think?
I don't know. You know, the whole thing is brand new. You know, they haven't done this before. You know, it's the first time they've done this vaccine. So, you know, it's total control. They're drug dealers. They'll do anything they can to keep selling what they want to do.
They're drug dealers.
They're drug dealers.
They're genocidal maniacs, Gerald. They're drug dealers. Yeah. And drugs kill. Understood.
You know, the details of who they are, they're drug dealers. Everybody knows what drug dealers do. So the word that they use to cover it up, they call them Big Pharma. They're drug dealers. End of story.
Of course.
They're cartels.
They are cartels. They're white-collar, white-shoe-boy cartels. That's right.
Yep. How many people die of, prescription drug-related?
The medical establishment kills 100+ thousand
The numbers are off the charts. The facts are there.
Yeah. It's true.
You know, so you listen to these stupid ads on TV that low-life piece of garbage scum crap that should rot in hell, Bill Clinton allowed the drug dealers to put their ads on TV in 1997. They weren't allowed to do it before. Only the United States and New Zealand allowed it.
He unregulated everything. Deregulated,
yeah.
I know.
That's why they pay that murderous piece of crap $300,000 when he does an hour talk, when you can hear him bullshit for free all day long. It's called payback.
$300,000, huh? Yeah, cute.
Oh, more.
You know how you notice how he waltzed away from the whole Epstein.
Well, they killed the guy. Oh no, I forgot he committed suicide. I forgot. Yeah. And, oh, that's the other thing. Gates. with Epstein. This is important.
That was the beginning of the end of his mirage, right?
Yep. And it's going to ease back the vax thing for a while, because he was the primary promoter. When you look at our Trends Journal went out on Tuesday, and the cover letter, we said to the subscribers, they're going to start easing up on the regulations now. They know how bad this thing is. And what happened today, 2 days later? They said, well, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, and you can, you know, they don't know. So they're easing up. They know how bad it is. So, well,
we all have to go back further. Remember the Georgia Guidestones, everybody? Okay, you all do. 1980, they went up in the middle of that woodsy area in Georgia. You know who? There were two or three people who paid for that. One of them was Bill Gates' dad, the career genocidal eugenicist maniac. He paid for it. That was their thing. They were leading the world eugenics movement. Billy Gates' daddy. That's a true story. Now, he went out with Epstein on his plane and Ghislaine, and God only knows what he did.
He was hanging around with him over his place in New York, too.
That's right. That's right. So you're talking drugs, pedophilia, potentially, a lot of things.
Yep.
So we'll see how much they protect
them. What I'm saying to the audience is that things are going to loosen up, and it's going to be a boom for a while. We're going to see one of the rockin'est, rollingest, roaring 20. Again, it was one of our top trends, you know, for 2021. Roaring 2021s.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to break loose. This is going to go on for a while, several months. The only thing that's going to kill the boom is high inflation. Because as inflation goes up, they're going to have to raise interest rates. When they raise interest rates, it's over. Because right now you're looking at merger and acquisition activity and junk bond buying. It's hitting records because the money is there for free. It's for free. It's near zero interest rate policy. When interest rates go up to about 1.5%, this thing is going to crash. And again, the housing market, why is it going up? Because of the record low mortgage rates. So now what's going to happen is that they're going to have to raise interest rates as inflation keeps going up. You're looking at copper prices. Mm-hmm. They had just hit a couple of days ago. They came down a little bit today. They hit an all-time high.
$4.
Steel. Yeah. To build an average home, with just lumber, the lumber costs have gone up $36,000 to build an average home. That doesn't talk about how much everything else went up to build that home.
Right.
So we're going to see inflation skyrocket. When inflation goes up, interest rates are going to go up. Go back to 2019, 2018, before this thing was going down.
Right.
Donald Trump was hounding Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, to lower interest rates because the markets were going down. And Powell backed down and lowered interest rates. So without low interest rates, the economy crashes.
It's going to go, when it goes down, it's going to go down harder than it ever has, I think.
Harder than it ever has.
How can the stock market be 33,000 or whatever it is?
It's going to go down harder than it. The greatest depression is getting, it's here.
It might be a year away, but it's going to. They can't keep doing this. It's a joke.
Oh, no, you never know when it's going to happen. It could be a wild card. We were talking about Israel before, what they're doing. Now they just attack Gaza. You know, I just looking at the news, and they're going. So now Netanyahu, who can't win an election, and we wrote in the Trends Journal weeks ago that when all else fails, they take you to war. Right. And here you are.
Yeah.
Now, if he ratchets it up with Iran, and oil prices go up, Mm-hmm. Kiss the economy goodbye.
Well, look what happened with the hack on the gasoline pipeline.
Yep.
By the way, the hackers blackmailed them. They got $5 million and then pulled the hack off. That's the only reason they were allowed to get that pipeline back in operation. The hackers were paid off. So blackmail works. This country,
I can't be on your show anymore. You're being racist. You call it blackmail. You call it blackmail.
Oh, God. I'll call it, how about Negro mail?
White mail. Yeah, white mail.
Thank you, Gerald.
I gotta, watch out, man. You know, I can't say man. I gotta say women too. You know, hey man, hey women. Yeah,
you're getting to be pretty damn woke, buddy.
Yeah. We got Rachel over there, our health minister.
Rachel Levine.
Yeah.
Rachel Levine?
As I said, he got more chins than Chinatown, and this guy's telling me about what else.
That's funny. I hadn't heard that one before. More chins than Chinatown. That's good.
Oh, yeah. That's all those Bronx things.
I know is that when they claim there are over 50 different gender determinations, We got an insoluble problem here with this generation.
This is so important, and one of the most important things of our entire conversation tonight. And I'm not being sarcastic. They had an election in Madrid.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with it?
No.
A woman by the name of Isabel Diaz Ayuso, 42 okay. years old. She was the mayor of Madrid. She had refused to lock down Madrid during the COVID war. They were against her big time. Mm-hmm. So now they just had an election for the region, like the premier of the whole Madrid. Now, Madrid in Spain, that's the richest area, right? So this is for the whole region. They had an election last week. She slaughtered everybody.
Well,
her campaign slogan was one word.
No.
Freedom.
Perfect. Yeah, well, that's it.
This is big. This is big. Mm-hmm. And again, matter of fact, it's in this week's Trends Journal. We wrote about it. There, as I mentioned earlier, and you agree, there's about, anywhere between 30-40% at minimum of the people that are against what's going on.
Correct.
They're for freedom.
Oh, yeah.
There's never been a better time in my lifetime, and I've been around 74 years, than what's going on now. People are sick and tired of the freaks that are running and ruining our lives.
Now or never.
That little piece of garbage crap, this guy, DeWine, the mayor of, the governor of Ohio. This guy has a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball. And he's paying a lotto. If you win the lotto, the vaccination, you win $1 million. What is it? Who the hell are you?
5 weeks, $1 million a week for 5 weeks. Name is DeWine, D-E-W-I-N-E.
DeWine, yeah. Look at the little jerk.
Little whiner.
Look at the little boy.
I know.
Hey, little boy, come over here. All of them, they're nobodies. Look at that little gutson Gavin over there. Gavin Newsom.
Oh,
Gruesome.
God.
An arrogant little piece of crap. Another daddy's boy born into the club. Thought he hit a home run. He born on third base.
Yeah. I guess it was Hannity who was fawning all over Bruce Jenner the other night. And I don't watch ever any of those. But I heard. And he had Brucey on, and he was very polite.
Well, look at the little
California
piece of
California deserves a cross-dressing Bruce Jenner. It does. California is so full of socialist, communist scum. They deserve it. And then the good people out in California who are listening right now, I know a lot of you are trying to get out. Some have already gotten out, and many more want to get out. I don't know what the solution is, except to split the state.
The solution is, I just gave you the solution. It just happened in Spain. To unite for freedom, peace,
perfect.
And justice.
Yeah,
end
perfect.
Of story. End of story. A whole new political movement. I'm just telling you what happened. Again, this is huge news, but it's not in the mainstream media. We know about it because of the work that we do. That's what the Trends Journal is. You know, right. It's global.
Well, it is. And this is not happening. Americans are so...
No. Forget about the ones that won't. There's the ones that are, that we're, you, me, all the people listening, and many of us.
80 million, Gerald. 80 million will. 80 million will come out and
exactly.
vote for freedom. 80
exactly.
million. Exactly. So there you go. It's actually 81. But yeah, that's, see, and that, the sad thing is, no one's organizing that base.
I'm doing it. No, I'm
okay.
doing it. I'm telling you, I have a big movement. I'm pushing forward. It's to unite for freedom, peace, and justice. And the next time I'm on, maybe by June, I'll be able to tell you the whole, give you more information about it. And in the meantime, I'm having a rally in Kingston, New York on May 29th. Go to OccupyPeace.com. OccupyPeace.com, and you'll read all about it. Music, entertainment, speakers. I'm fighting this. There's never been a better time. I said to you before I started talking about this, of everything we're talking about tonight, this is the most important thing, freedom. We're Americans born to be free.
It's everything.
And they're not going to take my American away from me. If I was born, as I said, my blood is Italian, but my heart's American. If I was born in Altavilla Pinavico Quenza, I would never be me. I'm me because I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx, born to be free.
Yes. Yes. Well said. Well said. We got 80 million out there who have demonstrated their patriotism. And their support of the Constitution. Forget about Trump. They were voting for the Constitution.
That's all. They voted for Trump because Trump BS'd them into believing what he was going to do. He lied about the infrastructure.
The
he never built
the
wall.
No. No, he lied. Oh, come on. He never stopped lying. He was compromised from the beginning.
He's only in it for himself. The tax breaks, 82% of the money for the tax breaks went to the 1%. According to the tax
same
policy.
Same old. I know. Now they're going to grind the what's left of the middle and the lower with more taxes.
Yep.
They're going to do it. That's what socialists does.
Oh, no, look, there's an article in a magazine, in the Trends Journal by Neil Pacifico, about how Biden's tax cut is actually going to hurt the middle class and the lower middle class the most.
Absolutely.
It's right there. The facts are in the Trends Journal. All the data is there.
All the news that's fit to print is in the Trends Journal. And it is the best news magazine in America.
In the world.
Oh,
there's nothing like it. Not in the world.
Nothing.
If I say to everybody, show me a magazine that comes close to it,
I'd like
to talk with you.
No, you're correct. There's nothing like it. And no commercials.
No, we put our whole heart and soul into this.
This, Gerald, what you've done, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, you have created what Time Magazine might have been once, but it's long gone. You've just walked away from it. It's a joke.
Yeah, now the last edition is 120 pages. No
ads. I didn't know it was over 100 now.
The week before is 135. Week before 176. We give it everything.
Was that how many? I knew that was big. That was 176. I don't count pages.
3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Wow. All right, imagine, ladies and gentlemen, you can get 176 pages of analytical news, real news, honest-to-God news, in the Trends Journal, and you're not getting
it. For $2 an issue.
$2?
$2
to get the
an
best,
issue, yeah.
You can't pick anything up to
it's
read.
It's $129 a year, yeah.
All right. Well, let's
you buy a crappy newspaper, and it costs you that much.
A daily newspaper is one of the biggest wastes left in this country.
Yeah. Yeah,
it really is. Sorry.
Journalism's dead.
It's gone. Do you know there used to be in the big cities when newspapers were king, and they were, They had one paper, I know, in Los Angeles. My dad used to work for it. It's called the LA Daily News. They had five editions a day to update the news. They had newsstands on the corners. You remember in the city? They had them all over the place.
I delivered newspapers as a kid.
Yeah.
I delivered the Herald Statesman.
There you go. I threw one. And boy, was that Sunday edition heavy for me. I wasn't a big kid.
Yeah, me neither. I had a cart. I had to pull it with a cart. Yeah.
Yes.
A wagon.
No, I had a bike. I had canvas bags over the bar, you know, in the middle, and full of new stuff. I think I must have thrown 60, 70 papers during the week. We'd fold them up. The distributor would come around and dump out about 10 big bound up, you know, groups of newspapers. We'd cut them open, and he'd give us the way you get here, Wrench, you get 56. And then we'd give me 56, and I'd have to fold, you know, the game. You fold them up, drive around in your bike, ride around in your bike, and throw them at the front porch and hope the dog didn't chase you.
Yeah, right. The dogs used to chase you all the time.
They
were running loose out there,
yeah.
Now, things have changed. Now you got to put your dog on a collar. Got to lock him up. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, this is important. Somebody said this to me today. The young people now, let's say 35 and under, all right, just could be a little higher than that, but the young people now, 35 and under, when they're older, if they live, and they're our age, 50, 60, 70s, any of that, whatever, when you look back and you have memories of life, what are their memories going to be made of? You know what they're going to be made of? They're digital memories. Think about it. Digital. They live in a digital world. Their memories are going to be digital memories. They will have no real, earthy, hands-on, person-to-person life adventures to look back on. They're going to look back on their screens and their bullshit. It's sad. They will not have lived a real life. I know people say, well, it's their real life. That's fine. But what kind of memories are they going to have? Really? Personal interaction? All these things that we did?
We're forecasting, by the way, there's going to be a big change happening. And there's going to be a whole new sound style of music products. Next week Trends Journal, we're doing a big story, Art is Dead. And when you look at that piece of digital crap that sold, for $63 million or something, and then you look at the ratings of the Grammys and the Oscars, and now they're not going to do the Golden, Art is Dead. So now there's going to be a whole rebirth.
What
and that's what we're following now.
Are we going back to melody and harmony and nice sounds and real lyrics? Are we going to resurrect the songs that were around 40, 50, 60 years ago? Fine by me. Let's redo them.
What followed the Black Plague?
Oh, it's always a rebirth.
A renaissance.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to have now. The young people are totally disconnected to the older generation, and for good reason. The music stinks. My generation, the baby boomers, are the worst sold-out little pieces of nothing, gutless people. And millenniums, the older millenniums, they're nowhere, gone. And so the young people want something new. The COVID war was an old people's war. Again, I read you the data from Nova Scotia. It's the same thing around the world. And so we're going to see something really new. And again, we've been writing about it, and it's going to happen. And so there's a great, as I said, that the most important thing is freedom. And it's happening, and the people want it, and nobody wants it more than a younger person, as any of us that were young can remember.
Well,
when you're young, man, you're wild and loose, so you want to be free.
Well, I hope that happens, and I'll be here to help if I can.
Hope. No, we've got to make it happen, and you are making it happen by what you do.
Well, thank you. We're all doing.
No, it's true. What are you kidding? I mean, what you put out, what you do, you know, you're making it happen. And now the time is ready, and it's going to happen. So that's why.
This is really nice. Nice.
No, that's why we're doing. That's why we're having the rally. It's going to be a festival. We're changing the names. Festivals, not rallies.
Good. Good thought. Good call.
OccupyPeace.com. Yes. Please go there and donate what you can so we can win our freedom.
Thanks, Gerald. That's great. OccupyPeace.com. All right, my man. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Okay, pal. Take care. Ciao, ciao.
Good night. Yeah. Gerald Celente. All right. When we come back, I'm going to play you a video or two and comment as we go through it. These are very important, especially the first one on AI. This is presented in such a way that I know you're going to remember it. Stand by.